Joe Biden has been forced to back down on measures that were a part of his signature infrastructure bill. Can he still get the American people excited about a bill that's a skeleton of its former self? Ed Blakely is a former Washington insider now living in Sydney, Australia. My name is Sean Britton from the radio station 2SER. Find us each and every week wherever you find good podcasts at US of Ed, as well as on Facebook and Twitter. Biden pitching a new infrastructure plan, but continuing to face opposition from within his own party. Joe Manchin, in particular, opposed to provisions that would slash emissions and phase out coal, which it's worth pointing out, coal in his home state provides him with considerable financial support. At what point does this cross the line from negotiation to outright obstruction, Ed?
I think it's already crossed the line.
Mm.
I heard last night from the chief demo that she's been meeting with Manchin and progress is being made. I think we're going to get the skeleton of this bill rather than the full body. I think they're taking all the skin off it. But if the skeleton's there, I think the demos think they'll be able, after the next elections, if they can get in again and get a few more senators, to put meat on that skeleton. So I see this now as the opportunity to put up a framework that they'll use in the coming years to build on. Now, there may be a few things drop to very low levels, but I don't think they'll disappear.
Well, I've read one of Biden's current proposals. Basically, it looks to have gotten rid of one of the key programs to incentivize clean energy. Now, this is obviously in deference to Manchin. And it's a bit of a shame, you know, isn't it, about the planet? I mean, if Biden, you know, he's got a real chance here to tackle climate change, but if it's going to be held hostage, can we say goodbye to real change? Because God knows it's not going to happen.
No, I want to go back to what I said earlier. The idea is still there. It may not get through this time, but if you can get two more senators, and that's quite possible, it'll get through next time. So that idea may receive only a study or a wait and see. But I think what they're trying to do is just keep the ideas in place, get enough funding so that this is a legitimate bill, and get this over with.
Well, in fairness, the White House has also indicated that Biden is opening to using more executive action, and I guess that executive action would be putting some of that meat back on the bones.
That's right. That's right. That's what Obama did.
Mm. It's going to be interesting, though, I guess, convincing voters, because as you say, I mean, they've got a chance to add some more senators to the to the team, such as it were. And if they get more senators, they can certainly pass more kinds of action. But at the same time, they've got to convince voters that the skeleton that they're putting together now is still a good thing, is still the kinds of things that they promised in order to get them to vote. Look, it just reminds me of something you said in recent weeks, Ed, that Democrats need to start acting like they're actually in charge.
Yeah, and I think that's still the case. It's hard to play the game from the back. You got to be in front. Mm. And they're playing the game from the back. I think the momentum for these bills is gone now. The desire is still there, but the momentum is gone.
Mm.
The markets have already taken into consideration these bills. You don't see the markets going up and down. They're pretty flat. They know it's going to happen. The government's not going to be shut down. The bones will be there, and they can carry on. For the American people, though, the enthusiasm, they thought they'd get an Obama enthusiasm running this time, a high fever pitch. Part of the problem here is there was so much bad stuff going on and the pandemic, a lot of attention was diverted from getting on with the real agenda. I'm not making excuses, I'm just saying what is. I think Biden will bounce back, but not a big bounce. It's going to take a couple of years for that. Afghanistan really hurt. All this silliness about mandates has hurt. Let's hope they haven't hurt. Let's hope it's just wounds and not mortal catastrophes from which he can't recover.
And just before we move off this bill, in terms of paying for it, the White House has indicated this week they're looking at new taxes on billionaires and stock buybacks, but raising the corporate tax rate to 28% as initially proposed. That's basically rolling back tax cuts made by Trump. That doesn't appear to be on the table anymore. Any thoughts?
It's just being done a different way. It's the same thing. It's being done a different way. You can tell it must be effective because the Republicans are already opposing it.
Look, Democrats also are failing, unfortunately, in the Senate on federal voting rights legislation. A vote on that one failing 51-49 with all Republicans opposed to the Freedom to Vote Act, which included shoring up national standards for early voting and vote by mail, new disclosure requirements for dark money, and establishing Election Day as a federal holiday. Joe Manchin's name comes up again, as he had a hand in the negotiations for this one, which eliminated some of the other aspects Republicans opposed. Thoughts, Ed?
I don't know where we go with this one now. As you probably know, the Democrats are doing a lot of gerrymandering this time. More gerrymandering than the Republicans are doing because they realize in the states the Republicans hold, which don't have a lot of representatives, it doesn't matter how much gerrymandering is going to go on. They're not going to get many Democrats in Missouri or Arkansas. But on the West Coast, where the population is moving, they can gerrymander these districts so that they get more Democrats. And in Illinois and Oregon, they've already done it. They'll get two more seats without even trying in those places. So it sounds like that bill will require a number of more people. But also, I'm a little bit surprised at people like Collins on this one, where she could have been very statesmanlike. I'm a little bit surprised about Portman from Pennsylvania and others who've decried all this foolishness and the Trump foolishness and the need to have good, clean voting. I'm surprised some of those people didn't cross the line. Murkowski and the like. It's just really sad day.
Yeah, say what you will about Republicans, but they're showing a united front.
They certainly are.
And look, I feel a little bit like I'm repeating myself, but Republicans are reportedly blocking the confirmation of Biden's nominee to oversee the prosecutions of Trump supporters in relation to January 6th. This is according to Delegate Eleanor Norton. They're attempting to use the nominee as leverage. Hard to say leverage for what. They seem to have plenty of leverage with the Biden government already. Although there is a suggestion it's linked to the contempt charges leveled at Steve Bannon. Any thoughts, Ed?
I think on this one, this is a lot of posturing. But the Democrats, if they want to, can get this across. This is not one where the Republicans have enough votes to stop it, and there aren't any Democrats who want to stop this one. So I think they'll just have to do it.
What of the charges do you believe on Steve Bannon? I mean, obviously, he was warned. He was warned that this was going to be a likely outcome if he refused to show up, and now that's exactly what they're pursuing.
Yeah, well, what's that? That happened last night, I believe. The House committee voted to issue contempt hearings against him for his failure to show up. Many people think, well, gosh, a lot of people have done this in the past, in the McCarthy era and so forth. No, they have not. They have shown up. They might have pleaded the Fifth Amendment, but they showed up.
Mm.
This is very, very rare. Because if you show up, you don't have to say much. Oh, I don't remember, etc. But his failure to show is contemptuous. Mm-hmm. It's not just contempt. It is contemptuous. I think this is going to go down hard. I think there are a lot of Republicans in the House who will vote to put that rascal in jail.
Another nomination, Tucson Police Chief Chris Magnus, Biden's pick to lead the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Force, faced the Senate this week to say he would enforce immigration laws humanely, obviously with U.S. border protection facing pointed and absolutely deserved criticism at the moment. He's called for increased training, but tried to win over Republicans by saying he is open to closing gaps in the border wall created by Biden's freeze on construction. Ed, what's happening?
Well, this one was going to be, it didn't matter who was put up, right? This is the second nominee for this post. This is a real political football here. And no one, they haven't had anyone. I don't think Trump got anybody up for this job. It's always been somebody who was standing in. And this is a real political football. Again, if the Demos want to use their muscle, go all the way to the 50 votes plus one, they can do it.
And a major figure in American politics, particularly in the George W. Bush administration, Colin Powell, the state's first African-American national security advisor, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and Secretary of State, has died at the age of 84 from complications of COVID-19. What kind of legacy do you think Powell leaves, Ed?
I think he leaves a very heavy one. He was a colleague of mine when I was in state, before he was in state, when he was in the White House in the Nixon administration. So he's only a year older than me, and it makes me feel very old all of a sudden to have a colleague that I knew very well. The last time I saw him, we were having tacos in Los Angeles after one of his very, very good speeches. He's a man's man, a great man. Democrats, Republicans, people on the left and right have deep respect for him. He did make that big mistake about the weapons of mass destruction, from which he was never able to recover, but he did recover his sense of dignity and has been able to hold his head high ever since. So he's very much lost. It's a pity that some people use the COVID incident, which maybe he got in the hospital, to say, see, it doesn't make any difference, even though he had a double dose, but he also had some real myeloma and all kinds of things that were probably going to get him anyway. And this was just an added complication. Anyway, I will miss him very much personally, and I think I speak for millions of other Americans.
US of Ed is brought to you by 2SCR in Sydney. We're a community-funded radio station, and right now is our annual Radiothon. We need your support to keep us doing what we do, keep us creating the content we provide as a station. Go to the website 2scr.com/support in order to subscribe. Ed and I will be back next week. Hit that subscribe button wherever you find the podcast, and check us out on Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed.